Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas. How you been? Me, I'm doing fine. I'm still alive and kicking after all of these years. The Christmas trees are lighting up the room. Hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football. You ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man. He's starting to come. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes when she looks at me that way. I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. I'm sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself. It's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day. Come Merry Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do. There just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, they told me you were gone. I cried so hard, oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children. It was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day. On Merry Christmas.
I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and just thank you. I appreciate your support. Here's another one by Michael Anthony. Please come home for Christmas, and you can check out more Christmas tunes and other tunes also by Michael Anthony and his band at ReverbNation.com, and also YouTube. He has an awesome YouTube channel.
Bells will be ringing. That's sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
Artist whom I network with on ReverbNation.com. So check more of her music out at Reverb Nation. That's just Lamb. Amazing, right? I know, love it. Here's Sixstreme Woody. I love him. Just give me the blues.
Thank you. thing, son. Well, you know, hip hop ain't never gonna stop. And you know, auto tune, it just don't make me swoon. And pop, well, that's just not the music I choose. Looky here. Just give me the blues. Give me the blues. Oh, 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 oh. Give me the blues. Give me the blues. Just give me the blues.
Thank you.
Featuring Stephen Joseph, Everything Changes. Hey, True God Immortal and his team Dar have new music out that you all will be hearing soon right here. Be adding to the playlist right here real soon. But you can check out the YouTube video with the new music. I have it circulating also. And remember to follow him on Twitter, True God Immortal. Oh, yes. And also check out his YouTube channel. Here's True God featuring Stephen Joseph, Everything Changes. And remember to pick up his album, DOA, which dropped this past July. Okay? Here's True God.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smokescreen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all the torture and forces the rest of you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
We just dreaming for a better day, another
anymore.
Way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
We just dreaming for a better day, another
everything,
way. We just
everything.
Dreaming for a better day. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders and lists. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
We're dreaming for a better day, another way. We're just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We
just dreaming
man, love that. True God. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, we always, on the past, what, couple of months, we've been talking about preparing for the holiday season. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve. Well, now we're talking about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day also now. But I just ran across an interesting article at InnovativeWinterFoodBev.com. And it's a real cute, nice article. And so big shout out to my UK listeners, because it is basically about UK moms. Women require more help preparing for Christmas. That's Morrison's. And this article is published by Rebecca Prescott. And it reads as, moms in the UK spend 29 hours and 29 minutes preparing for Christmas, on top of their day-to-day routine, in the run-up to Christmas, according to new research released by Morrison's. With over a third, 37%, and I just imagine it's the same pretty much problem with all moms and moms, with over a third, 37% admitting they would forego Christmas gifts in exchange for a little more help at home, shopping for presents and festive food, 6 hours and 27 minutes, preparing and cooking Christmas lunch, 6 hours, 14 minutes, decorating the house, 2 hours, 7 minutes, and entertaining guests, 3 hours, 10 minutes, take up the biggest share of mom's time at Christmas. Moms traditionally complete the lion's share of the work around the house, but 32% state that they would give up their lead role at Christmas if they had the chance. Dads pitch in and help too, with an average of 13 hours, less than half the time moms spend. Although the research revealed that 28% of moms find Christmas more stressful than enjoyable, they admit they wouldn't have it any other way, as 55% state that Christmas is their favorite annual event. The Morrison study also found that it takes the average mom 3 attempts at cooking a Christmas dinner before they feel confident cooking it. Over a quarter, 26% of moms questioned said that turkey is the hardest dish to cook, closely followed by gravy, 21%, sprouts for 10%, and roast potatoes, 13%. Christmas doesn't always run smoothly, as the research found. Almost a quarter, 23% of moms forget to serve a dish that has been cooked. 17% of moms have plated up food at different times and let go cold. 16% of moms have served overcooked or burnt food to guests. Oh, my God. 15% of moms have missed a vital ingredient from a dish. 1 in 10, 10% moms have served undercooked food to guests. Wow, I thought that was a very interesting article to share with you all, and I tweeted it out and posted it on Facebook, and it's on Tumblr. So if when I put it on Tumblr, baby, it's going everywhere, to MySpace, LinkedIn, wherever I network with you at online, that's where it goes. And this is from foodbev.com, article, Women Require More Help Preparing for Christmas. Says Morrison, an article written by Rebecca Prescott. I thought that was very interesting, very truthful, and a very cute article at the same time. So, wow. That's very true, huh? I know, but again, happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. We have Kwanzaa coming up right after Christmas. And, of course, New Year's Eve. And 2013 will be here. And I was reading one of my Facebook friends. I think it's named Mike Klingler. He's a coach, a life coach, and he was like, with those of you that are planning New Year's resolutions, while way to the new year, that now is a good time to start focusing on your New Year's resolution. Also, are you know to me, are you know, like, kind of like preparing yourself, at least, you know, laying that foundation. That's what I'm saying. So, wow, this is really cool. Okay, here's another article. You know, some people put up Christmas trees before Thanksgiving. Some wait till the day before Thanksgiving. Some Thanksgiving. I guess we always like to have our Christmas, some Christmas things up at least by Thanksgiving. But there's an article that asks the question: when should you put your Christmas tree? Put up your Christmas tree. And it's at about.com, Catholicism. And the question says, every year it seems that Christmas decorations start appearing a little bit earlier. In stores are not starting to play Christmas music even before Thanksgiving. Many people even decorate their Christmas tree the weekend after Thanksgiving. But is there a proper time to put up your Christmas tree? And the answer is, traditionally, Catholics did not put their Christmas trees until afternoon on Christmas Eve. The same is true for all Christmas decorations. The purpose of the tree and the decorations is to celebrate the feast of Christmas. By putting them up early, we anticipate the feast, and Christmas loses some of its sense of joyfulness when it finally does arrive. Most Christians today spend the entire season of Advent celebrating Christmas rather than preparing for it. It's natural at this time of year to want to enjoy pleasures of hearth and home, and the greenery of the tree and the colors of the decorations add to that enjoyment. But we can get some of that while still preserving the Advent season by taking part in Advent activities and devotions such as the Advent wreath and the Advent calendar. Of course, if you wait until Christmas Eve to purchase your Christmas tree, you might end up with sad, spindly-looking stick like the one that Charlie Brown brings home to the Christmas pageant in A Charlie Brown Christmas. On the other hand, you might also get your tree at a very low price or even free. But holding off on purchasing a tree until Gaudete Sunday and then decorating it as late as possible is a reasonable compromise. Even if circumstances make it necessary to put up the Christmas tree earlier in Advent, we can still maintain some sense of the Advent season by not lighting the tree until Christmas Eve, or by putting out our more precious decorations and perhaps the star for the top of the tree only on Christmas Eve. Such practices increase the sense of expectation, especially among young children, and make Christmas Day all the wonderful. I've had the tree up since before Thanksgiving. I have the ornament on top, have a wreath on the door, have a couple of Christmas decorations around, but I'm still cleaning and organizing also. So, you know, some of us feel late. I've noticed that some of my neighbors are late. Usually my neighbors are really early putting up their, what about the ones that are really festive? They're late this year, I noticed that. And I've noticed each year that it seems that my neighbors wait till later, closer to the holiday, to put up Christmas decorations. So I guess that's just what we're doing nowadays, I guess. But on the other hand, there are those that start, well, pretty much in October, getting things ready, because I was watching one show where they were showcasing those that put up a lot of lights indoors and outdoors, and pretty much people that really put up elaborate displays and elaborate decorations and a lot of trees, they have to start early. They have to start really early. Was that 2020 last Friday? I think so. You all know what I'm talking about if you watch 2020. I think that was 2020 when they spotlighted those that really go out of the way. I mean, really, really go out of the way. But then on the other hand, they spotlighted people too that do not make a big deal of the commercialization of Christmas and the holiday season too. So I found that to have been a very interesting broadcast, which those of you that have seen it also probably thought the same thing. If you missed it, just check out ABC's website so you can see more. But it's almost time to end broadcast, and I'm super excited. I don't know about you. You know I love Nashville, the new show, which will be coming back in January, I think like January 9th. But tonight is the finale episode of Scandal. I am loving that that show. I missed, I didn't see it when it first premiered, but I have been loving it recently. Hey, here's L. DeBarge Lies. You all know he would be the guest for Saturday night for the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And tomorrow morning in AM, we're talking sports, baby, and it's a lot of sports to talk about. Here's L. DeBarge Jr. Lies. It's almost time to conclude the show also. Oh,
first time. Cause that was a lie too. Start one way, end another.
She's been at it for a while. Let you walk, let you talk, then I let you smile. Don't know why I even tried. Sex was good, but we went in bed all the time. I only spoke a little bit, missed me with all the little shit. Everything you get in. I don't like the feel of it. All we had, girl, we're killing it. I know how to deal with it.
DeBarge Jr. You can tweet him at L. DeBarge Jr. Like his Facebook page. Check him out at ReverbNation.com, where you can also purchase his debut LP, Lion's Den, and also download some freebies also, some freebie tunes, and check out iTunes also. He will be our special guest on Saturday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, so you all be sure to, hey, set your calendars and don't hesitate to call in and ask questions also. L. DeBarge. Here's another friend of mine from ReverbNation.com, Foxman. Yeah, it's all right.
Thank you.
want to be just like you. Love that. Oh, man. Wow. Straight out of D-Town, Big D. Check them out. Reverb Nation. They're at MySpace. They're on Facebook. They're at SoundCloud. West Ford and the Foundry. And they have a gig coming up in the very near future on January 11th. So network with them so you can stay in the know if you reside in Big D or visit in Big D around that time so you can catch their live show. I mean, oh, my God. So here's a PSA.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. And at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seals. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Thank you again for your support and your love and for riding with me tonight during this primetime live edition of Terrific Thursday. Big shout out to all the indie, mainstream, and underground artists and musicians that I network with, and plus you amazing business professionals who have shared your insight also on the show. And happy holidays to every one who have ever co-hosted with me from the beginning of the show, March 21st, 2011, and it looks like 2013 is going to be an amazing year. Looking forward to some amazing guests. Tomorrow we're talking sports talk tomorrow. Rich Roughneck says he will call us tomorrow. And on Saturday, super excited for L. DeBarge Jr. to be a special guest. It's going to be a fun, down-to-earth talk, you know. But you know, tomorrow with sports, there's a lot of sports to talk about. Some good, some bad, some in between. But we're going to be talking sports, 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 and more sports. Okay, and I thank you again, and keep networking with me. I thank you. I love you. I really do. You probably say, well, how do you know? You don't know all of us. I do. Unconditionally, I love you. I feel your love and your prayers and your support. And I'm just wishing everyone a blessed holiday season, regardless of your faith. It's a festive time of year. A Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year's Eve, a Happy 2013. Thank you for your invites also to your events. I do my best to circulate and spread the word also to others who would maybe travel there or will be in town or live in your town. Sometimes people are right there with you in your city and do not know about certain events. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to getting out more and not being a homebody and traveling more. So looking forward to meeting many of my online friends and those of you that support and listen to the show also. Okay, so thank you. Here's Six String Woody. Merry Christmas, G.I.s. And I'm getting ready to check out the finale episode of Scandal. And so, if God willing, tomorrow will be the day for us to talk sports, sports, sports. Call in also and chat in the chat room, okay? You know the number, 714-409-0614. Press 1 when you would like to speak. And also, create a listener profile account if you don't have one, so you can chat in the chat room, okay? Especially those of you that love the DeBarge family and love L. DeBarge Jr. Also, I want to know more about L. DeBarge Jr., okay? Okay. Thank you, and God bless, and happy holidays. I really appreciate your support and your love. And if you have any ideas, like topic ideas, we never run out of topic ideas because this is an entertainment lifestyle show. But if you have suggestions for a topic or a certain guest you'd like me to invite, please let me know, okay? And you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. All my information is right here on the profile. Cell number, email address, my link to my YouTube, one of my YouTube channels, and Facebook and Twitter and so on. So please network with me. I enjoy networking with you. I do my best to reply and respond in a timely fashion too. Okay. Well, thank you and God bless and spread love.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., this one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I., for all the things you do. We're gonna take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., Christmas. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Hope yours is sleeping warm. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. 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 Christmas, G appreciate the sacrifice you made.
Merry Christmas, G.I. Joe.
Christmas.